forever. Dog.
Hello, and welcome to a new episode of the American Arts and Culture Review. My name's Whitmer Thomas, and I'm joined, as always, by my number one co-host, Clay Tatum.
It's me, baby!
Today on the podcast, we're joined by our number one guest, Bud Diaz, and our number one audience member, Rodney Berry.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
We'll be discussing films like The Favorite and Widows, and Buddy's got something he wants to talk about. And also, we'll have a special guest. So, thanks for joining the podcast. Welcome to the American Arts and Culture Review. Here's the podcast. Thank you.
Okay, there you go. And now put a stop to that. What are we doing? God damn it! Stop.
Well, today we're going to discuss the films, The Favorite, and also Widows.
Okay, so your favorite film, Widows. All right,
let's start. No, Clay.
Clay, it's two films.
Okay. These are two different films. The Favorite is directed by Serge Gainsbourg. And
That doesn't sound right.
I think it's something like that.
No, that's not him.
Serge Gainsbourg.
It's directed by someone similar to Serge Gainsbourg.
Oh, yeah. He's got an interesting name.
Okay. And he's directed other films like How to Kill a Deer and My Dog's Tooth.
Okay. Oh, he loves animals. Dog's Teeth.
Yeah. But his new film is called The Favorite, and it's a really special film. It takes place a long time ago, and during the 1800s or something like that. People have old clothes and live in fancy houses. And basically the plot of this movie...
Wait, what do they do?
They live in old clothes and have fancy houses.
Okay, go on.
And there's a queen there who's based on a real guy named Queen Anne. Uh-huh. And she is a petulant nutbag.
What's a petulant?
She acts like whiny and nutty.
A nutbag.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
she's
nutbag.
Whiny and nutty because she's had 17 children who have died.
What?
Yeah, but now she has bunnies who are her best friend, and she's got Rachel Weisz there, and Rachel Weisz takes care of her and guides her and stuff like that, but she's kind of a hard ass. Also, Rachel Weisz finger fucks her.
Okay, well, so what era are we in, if you can...
We're in at least the 1800s, probably older.
Okay, so, and I also heard there's some finger fucking in here, so let's do something...
Something sultry with a jazz tinge.
But we want erotica, too.
Yeah.
So let me find the
sultry
sexiest...
and erotica.
Do you know what decade it takes place in?
Yeah,
at least the 1800s.
60s?
Could be 1860s.
Right.
1860s.
But probably older, I'm having a feeling. Okay. I feel like Rod knows.
Okay, so let's...
I don't know.
Okay, so if you're listening to this at home... My advice to you is I'll wait a little bit, light some candles, and listen to this, and I'll set the mood by playing very sexy music. In 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, so Rachel Weisz loves to finger Queen Anne, and they get off on each other. It's hard to tell if Rachel Weisz actually likes Queen Anne that way, or if she just likes pleasing her. Then all of a sudden, Emma Stone, Rachel Weisz's cousin, gets poop on her head.
What?
She gets poop on her head and has to go to the castle to take a shower.
Wait, who's getting, I think I'm kind of lost right now.
Rachel, Emma Stone is riding in a carriage.
Who does the fingering?
Rachel Weisz.
And is she
the Emma Stone does it too.
Well, not yet. Right now she has poop on her head.
When does the poop
and she
come
needs
in?
To take a shower at a castle.
Okay, so there's the fingerer and then there's the poop girl.
Wait, is that what happens?
She gets poop on her head and has to take a shower at a castle.
Okay, all right.
Let me tell the plot of the movie.
Okay, go. Sorry.
I think you said her hand. You said she fingered somebody and then she had poop on her hand.
Yeah, it's later.
No. Okay, ready? Okay.
Poop on her head and she needs to go to the castle to take a shower, and it happens so that her cousin Rachel Weisz works there.
Okay, go.
Now, at this point, Rachel Weisz is making fun of her. She's goofing on her because she's got poop on her. But she says, you know what? Take a shower and have a job as cleaning the floors. Emma Stone goes,
wow,
gladly. But Emma Stone has a plan. She eventually finds out that Queen Anne has gout. And gout is some crap where you get from eating too much beef, steak and cake.
Okay.
So she's got gout from eating steak and cake, and Emma Stone finds some creams in the woods and rubs on her legs, and then Queen Anne goes, I like that girl. Emma Stone goes, I like your rabbits. And Rachel Weisz is like, well, I don't like the rabbits. And so Queen Anne is like, I'm taking a liking to Emma Stone. And then Emma Stone finds out that Rachel Weisz has been finger-fucking Queen Anne, so she goes, well, let me get knuckle-deep, too. So she goes and gets knuckle-deep in Queen Anne, and Queen Anne loves that. So she's quickly...
This is a dirty, filthy movie when it comes with fingering and there's poop in it.
Yeah, and she's quickly taking Rachel Weisz's place as the finger fucker, helper, friend, person, and they're having a good time. And
Dude, this movie is so crazy. I just can't... I haven't even written anything down yet.
You've seen it, so you shouldn't have to listen to me.
I know, but this is
I mean, you should have something written down a little bit before.
But this is live reviewing with Clay Tatum. Yes, live critique. So this is my review.
Okay.
So also at the same time, there's a war, and Rachel Weisz's husband is in the war. Okay. And
she's the finger girl.
Yeah, but so is Emma Stone. So Rachel Weisz wants the.
But which one is the poop? Which one is the poopy finger girl?
Poop head is Emma Stone.
Okay, poopy. Okay.
And she's doing great. These performances in this movie are unbelievable. The woman who plays Queen Anne is dynamite. She's literally awesome sauce. She's epic. She's bae. So. At some point, there's a war going on, and Rachel Weisz wants the war to keep going, but Queen Anne doesn't really get why. But it turns out it's because Rachel Weisz is profiting from the war. She's laundering money, and her husband is able to make more money when he's in war, and Rachel Weisz likes that. Even though the war is kind of over at this point. So Emma Stone is now King Bay to the Queen, and she's doing a bad job, and she's stomping on bunnies. And Rachel Weisz is like, I want my job back. And Emma Stone goes, you know what? Have some tea. And that tea, Rachel Weisz is allergic to the tea. And so she goes swimming in the woods and with her horse. And her horse knocks her off.
Let me just like catch you up where I'm at right now. I just wrote down poop girl takes a shower.
Yeah. So well, then just shut up and write then.
Okay, my bad. Okay, let's play some music.
A lot of stuff has happened since
then. Okay.
So she's getting drug around on the horse, and she's getting all scraped up, and then a house of sex workers discover her, and they take her in, and then she's discovered by her husband, I think, and taken back to the castle, and at this point, Emma Stone's totally... going ham on the castle, taking place as the favorite with the queen, and the queen's loving that, but also the queen is depressed because she had 17 children die, and I think that's hard to recover from. But she's got these bunnies. Anyway, Emma Stone is smushing some of the bunnies, and she also reveals that Rachel Weisz has been stealing money. So the queen.
Rachel Weisz is stealing money now. Okay.
She's always been stealing money. So Rachel Weisz is stealing money. And the queen says, you know what? You're out. Go somewhere else. She goes, okay. And then Emma Stone is smushing a bunny with her foot. And then Queen Anne goes, rub my legs because I got gout. And Emma Stone goes, okay. And then you're left on this frame thinking, wow. Emma Stone, I guess, wins. And she gets to live in the nice part of the castle. But she's going to have to rub this woman forever no matter what.
And she started with – she's the one that started with the poop on her head.
Yeah, she had poop on her head.
Guess what – in that last scene, was she fingering?
We don't know. But I'm sure she was probably... And Queen Anne's going to get hers. Yeah. She's a queen.
Who pets a rabbit with their foot?
She's smushing a rabbit.
What do you mean?
Because she's demented.
It's
she's
like a power...
Crazy.
That's like a power
originally,
trip.
You're like, I like Emma Stone. I'm rooting for her. But then you're like, oh, maybe you ain't right. So I freaking loved this movie. This guy was top of his tier. This is the best film he's done since My Dog's Tooth.
Yeah. Okay, so, geez.
I give it a 10 out of 10.
Okay, you give it a 10 out of 10. I'm going to write that down.
I give it an easy 10 out of 10. This is the easiest 10 out of 10 I've done on this podcast so far.
Really?
Easy 10 out of 10.
You better than mid-90s?
Yeah.
There's a freaking movie.
No offense to the smallest boy alive, but Emma Stone could act the smallest boy alive out of a paper bag.
Okay, so here's the thing. Last week...
Is that the saying?
What's the saying? She couldn't act her way... She could act her way out of a bag.
Emma Stone can act her way out of a bag.
Emma Stone can. The smallest boy alive could not.
That's the best.
Well, no. If they were both in the paper bag,
yeah.
The small boy could act his way out of the bag, but Emma Stone could do it quicker.
Right.
Oh, okay.
All right. So what are your thoughts, Clay?
Okay. You really this is the fastest one that you've rattled off, and I have some hard time keeping up. But can you so some of it I'm just gonna add a little from my memory, which is most people David Ellstein knows a lot. So anywho, what's the music that I should play?
Well, because this movie takes place in the swinging 1800s.
Oh, okay.
I think that you should do something like some swinging rock with a jazz pop tinge, like Mad Men stuff.
Yeah, that's
some Mad Men stuff. Okay, so this is like a R2 DJ, whatever that guy's name, who did the freaking. Okay, I know exactly what you want. Some R2 DJ stuff. All right, cool. So here you go. Hi, my name's Clay Tatum, and this is my review of Queen. Okay, so here's my review of Queen.
No.
What?
Queen. Filmed in 1850. From the guy who brought you dog's teeth and Dad Killed a Deer. It comes Rachel Weisz fingering a girl. No, she is finger girl. My apologies.
She is.
And poop girl arrives. You fucking stink. Take a shower. And while you're down there, how about you clean the fucking floors? And then the poop girl cleans herself up and she goes, well, I'm pretty nice now. How about I'm the finger girl now? How do you like that, Rachel Weisz? I'm the finger girl now. I don't like that. I'm Rachel Weisz. I do not care for that. I'm gonna take my money and go. And oops, I stepped on a bunny on my way out. And for all that, I give Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody Queen, a perfect 10 out of 10.
Wow, that's what I gave it.
It's
too.
A perfect score for a perfect band.
Wow.
You got some of your hair. Wires are crossed there, but I get your sentiment and I support it.
Thank you so much.
About you, bud?
Yeah. I give it a 10 out of 10.
What was your favorite part about the movie?
My favorite part was probably the part with the poop.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I typically don't. I usually, when I see poop in film, I cringe and I'll often leave the theater and go home to my bed. But I didn't. In this instance, I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where are you going, though, if it's the middle of the day and you're just not tired?
Well, you can still go to your bed. That's why you have a day bed in your...
Okay. Yeah. What about you, Ren?
I love the movie. It's probably... it's my favorite movie. I give it 10 out of 10 for sure.
All right, cool.
That's a very impressive.
So what's that add up to?
That ups to 40. But it's at a 40, so that's a perfect score.
But there's 10 out of 10. So that's two 10s. That's 20 right there. So I think you mean 80.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's 80. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So definitely we give 80. This movie an 80.
So that means we all give it 10 out of 10.
A B.
Which means a B.
Wait.
A B minus.
Wait, hold on. Wait,
that's a B.
This is a B minus movie.
That's really good. That's really the best that a movie can be.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, hey, listen, you can't all be A plus. Sometimes you have to be a B minus.
Well, the B minus is the best they can get.
Well, it's hard to get an A plus.
You add the whole score up, it's a B minus.
But
it's
of the existence of an A plus.
Yeah. Not in film speak. We're not taking a math test here, but we're talking about Serge Gainsbourg's favorite.
Right. Okay. I mean, we would need one more person to give it A plus.
Right. Yeah. Well, we should start having.
That's how Rotten Tomatoes work. You need 100 people to get together and agree.
Well, no, you need 5.
Uh-huh.
Because everyone gives it out of 10.
Oh, that's right.
So if you get you get 5, 10 out of 10,
Rod
you get
knows because today he made an A on his math test.
I did get it, Rod.
Thank you guys. I did get an A on my math test. I'm very proud of it.
Let me play you a celebration song.
Do you know what this film? Oh my God.
All right, so since Rod made an A, let's do a quiz for him. All right, Rod. What's 2 plus 2 divided by 2?
2 plus 2 divided by 2.
You got it, my man.
Well, that's take your time.
That's got to be 2.
All right,
now Clay, add to the equation.
Wait,
all right, add to the
Is that right?
Okay, so do that and then do that math equation again.
Yeah.
2 plus 2 divided by 2.
So don't, keep that in your mind.
4 divided by 2.
Rod, let him finish.
And then after that, divide something.
Divide anything?
Yeah, go for it.
What do you...
Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. A plus head.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were a math man.
2 plus 2 divided by 2 divided by anything.
Anything. What's the square root of something? Just tell me.
The square root of something is when you square a number,
Give us a square root of something.
It's a number times itself.
No, give us a square root.
That's what a square root is.
No, give us one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, 2.
Okay. All right.
Go on. Yeah.
Good job, Rod. That's Rod's math corner. He's a plus boy.
What else has been going on in the
Film world?
Yeah.
I saw a nutty little movie called Widows, directed by Steve McQueen, who's a famous actor.
Mm-hmm.
This is the director. That's his dad. Steve McQueen is the dad of the actor.
Is that the streetcar named
Dave Desire?
Steve?
No, that's not this movie. That's a different movie.
Yeah. Is that Steve though?
Okay.
And what's the movie called? Widows?
The movie is called Widows, yeah. Widows is his passion project. He came up with the idea when he was a kid, he said in the thing before the movie started.
He said he was
playing
a kid, though.
Yeah.
Okay, let's set the stage here. Listen, I think we're getting confused here because there's Papa Steve and there's Baby Steve. And this is Papa Steve's movie. And this is Widows. So give me a music.
Well, this is a crazy, wild heist film with a lot of cool energy and a lot of strong women.
Okay, so like
something like epic with a jazz pop tinge.
Okay.
But powerful.
Feminist.
Impactful.
Impactful. Yeah. Okay. And I got it right here.
Yes.
Wow, this is actually perfect. So okay.
What the hell is it?
So the movie opens up with Liam Neeson kissing his wife. What's his wife's name? The actress?
It's right there.
I gotta remember her name. She stars in the movie. Clay, keep DJing, sir. She won an Oscar, I think. What's this woman's name?
Viola Davis?
Viola Davis. Okay, Liam Neeson is passionately making out with Viola Davis, licking her all over the place. So they are just mouth fucking.
Okay, so let me
they
write
are just
sound.
Saliva spitting like seventh grade making out with each other. You think, they love each other.
So two actors are kissing.
Then he goes into the bathroom where he's taking a shower. You see his fine little fuckable ass. And she comes in there and brings him a shot of whiskey out of a flask, which
do you
is.
Do you see Ween?
You don't see his fucking.
But I bet you do see boob.
You don't see boob.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, this is fair.
Okay.
So far,
movie's
you
fair,
don't see
but...
it. You don't see his fucking cock. But eventually she.
Why would you whisper it?
You don't see his fucking cock.
That gives me. Oh, come on, my guy.
You can say it.
Cock. No, it's just the way.
That gives you come on.
So anyway, she comes in there and she brings him a flask and has him do a shot of whiskey. And you're like, that's random. I want a nice one come up later. And so then he goes on a bank heist, and he gets murdered with all his friends. He gets his car blown up, split in half.
The lead actor's getting died?
No, he ain't the lead. Viola Davis is. She's Oscar winning.
Okay.
Oscar winning.
Okay.
So Liam Neeson gets his ass blown up with all his best friends. His best friends also had wives too.
So we're entering a sad moment.
Mm. Yeah, sad as hell. So
sad.
So then
Just imagine walking the casket down.
Yeah, that's what happens. And she's got a little dog with her all the time.
The Paul Bear.
And then the bad guys who Liam Neeson stole the money from, who are also running for mayor.
Sorry for your loss.
They knock on the door and they say, "Your husband stole $2 million from me. And then it got blown up in the van. You got to give it to me right away." You know what his plans were, so figure out one of his sneaky plans.
Okay, so someone's mad that they don't have money.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on board now.
Clay, you got to stop asking these questions.
They
just
go
get,
in a van.
Get to writing, man.
I have to check my sources.
No, the plan ain't in the van. The money was in the van and it blew up. So then the guys got to go there and they say, "Hey, give me that money."
They blew up and someone wants money.
Okay. I'm running for mayor. You give me the money that your husband stole from me.
Sure.
Well, then
what happened?
She goes, "Okay, I'm going to. But first, for some reason, right now, I gotta go." meet with the other women who were married to the guys who got blown up. So she meets with two of them, and the third one don't want to come. Okay. And you're like, well, why? And you'll find out later. So.
Okay, so there's something I'll find out later.
Yeah, there's something that you'll find out later. Okay, so... So she goes and she finds these other girls.
What type of mood are we in right now?
Same as from before.
Oh, okay. Are you in the third act?
No, we're still in the first act.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let me just change a little bit. Welcome to the second act. Go off, Whit.
Okay, so she goes and meets the girls, and one of them is... trying to figure out how to make money, so she decides to be a call girl. The other one owns a princess store, and it gets taken by the bank. They all meet, and while this is happening, Colin Farrell's meeting with his dad.
Can I put my horse here, sir?
Yeah.
What?
And he's saying. Yeah, Colin Farrell's meeting with his
dad. Welcome to the second act, sir. Can I put my horse here?
Colin Farrell's meeting with his dad, and his dad's racist, and Colin Farrell isn't.
Okay, racist dad.
So,
racist.
So Viola Davis is having a more series of meetings with these girls about what to do. She finds out she needs to take a book.
Yeah.
So she takes a book that has all of her husband's bank robbery stuff, plans in them.
Tips
and
tricks.
She's supposed to give it to the bad guys who want the $2 million back from her
okay.
that her husband took, but she decides not to. She decides to take the money herself because I don't think she trusts anybody.
Interesting.
So she goes and she does that, and you don't really know what's going on, but they're just having a series of meetings. And
I don't know what's going on. What the heck is going on?
Yeah, they're just taking turns carrying money, like carrying heavy bags to make sure they know how to do it.
Yeah, they got
to
practice.
They got to practice.
Oh, so it's like bank heist for dummies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in the meantime, the main bad guy, his name I think is Daniel Kaluuya. He's from Get Out. He's getting real stabby. He's stabbing up all these people trying to figure out how to get this $2 million. He's just poking people with this sharp little knife. He's beating people to death. So... Then finally they decide, you know what, after their series of about 70 meetings at minimum, they decide to go steal the money. But before they do that, Viola Davis has to go figure out why the fourth woman didn't want to meet with him. So she goes to her house, and she's talking, and she's like, because I got a baby, and it's a little tiny baby. And Viola Davis is like, I kind of get it. And she goes, oh, my baby's crying, let me go in. And then Viola Davis's dog, who she's always got, goes and barks around in the kitchen, and Viola Davis sees her husband's flask with the it's just the husband's flask. And she goes, why is this here? And then the dog goes and starts scratching at the door.
Bark, bark, bark.
And then Viola Davis can't take it. She leaves. Then the door opens. Guess who's still alive?
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Wow.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, he's alive.
Liam Neeson.
Wow.
Okay. So when his car got chopped in half, he was in the back other, side of the car. He was in the other half of the car.
Yes.
Okay. He betrayed his boys.
Yeah.
He betrayed his boys, and he hid in the back side of the car, blew the car up himself, kept the money to himself, and goes and gives it to Colin Farrell. He splits it with Colin Farrell. I don't really know how Colin Farrell plays, but his acting is just so great that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So it turns out that this whole time he's been fucking this other woman because she's white. And he thinks because his son was half black – and his son was murdered because of racist white cops. And Viola Davis is very upset by this, and she blames herself. Because if she had been white, it's actually a very compelling thing. They decide, let's go rob the bank.
Okay,
so
what are we entering? Are you telling
I think
us
there's,
when we're getting to
there's
the third
about
act?
Five acts in this. Right now we're in the third.
We're the third act?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few more things that happen.
So, Jesus Christ.
Can we give them a time limit?
Yeah.
Can we say, like, you have one more minute?
I just burned through a page.
I think that's
He's
more something
out
that
of
we do
paper.
For you.
I'm running out of paper.
Well, it's
well,
fine.
Okay,
I'm telling you the whole movie.
Okay, right,
it's
okay.
I'm not keeping up.
Whit is trying to review the movie.
He's trying to review the movie.
I'm reviewing the movie, and I'm a journalist.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Jesus.
So,
is my lord.
Anyway, so they go to take the money from the house. They go in there. They come up with
give
a plan.
Me, at
they,
least give me some music here, man.
This is heist music. Play some badass heist music with a jazz pop.
So this is like this is music that you would find in Rafifi.
Yeah.
What?
What? Rafifi.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry. The music's not playing. This is my bad.
Okay, perfect. So at this point, they meet a girl who likes to babysit, and she's got babies, and she can run really fast, and she decides to they'll have her be the fourth girl. So they go into the house, they steal the money, and then at this point, Colin Farrell's dad, Robert Duvall, comes out, and he goes, "What are you doing in here?" And then they shoot him in the fucking face, and he fucking dies, and it's okay, because he's fucking racist. And they steal $5 million from his house. Then they leave, and guess what? Right when they get into the van, Daniel Kaluuya is there, and he's got a gun pointed at the girl who's the driver, and he says, "I'm gonna take this money." And so he goes, and he goes, "I'm gonna take this fucking money, dude." And then they all get out the car, and he drives away with all the money, and he's happy, and then they run out into his car.
What part of the movie are we at right now?
Now we're about in the final.
This is like
the
end.
This
is like pretty much the end of the movie.
Okay, let's get some really exciting music here. Okay.
Yeah, this is a very exciting part of the film.
Okay, this is a very exciting part of the cinema. So let's, here we go. Okay, ready?
Yeah. Okay, so Daniel Kaluuya is driving, he's happy, he's rocking, he did it, he stole all this money, everything worked out for him, now his cousin can become mayor. So, but then the girls come up behind him.
Is this the first time you brought up the mayor?
No, I brought it up about five times.
I'm sorry, I'm so...
So the girls come up behind him in the car, and they bang him in the car, and he crashes, and it's actually a really amazing sequence. Really well-directed sequence of him getting in a car accident, and it's shocking. And then, so he dies, his head gets popped. Again, another...
His head gets popped. Yeah, yeah.
2018 is the year of head pop.
This is the third podcast in a row where a person's head gets popped.
It's either head crush, starts head in pop. Space or the head pops.
Yep.
Yeah. Sometimes both.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So his head gets popped. And then Viola Davis is like, "Girls, we did it. This is great. Let's all split up our money." She goes back to the house.
Hideout.
Secret hideout. Which was Qui-Gon's back. And Liam is there. Yeah. And he goes, "I don't know why I did it, honey. Whoa, I'm so sorry really I did it, but I had to do it because I had to." And he goes, "She's like, you just wanted another a white girl with a white baby." And it's like, "Ooh, yikes." And then he goes, "Oh, you know I have to take this money that you stole." And she goes, "Okay." And so he whacks her, and then she falls to the ground, and then he goes to kill her. And then but before he can, she pops right in the gut.
Oof.
And then he dies. And then she puts the gun that she used to kill Robert Duvall in his hand. And then she bails with the money. And then at the end of the movie, this, I guess, is really the final act. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the movie, she goes to a diner. Or Michelle Rodriguez gets to open her Princess store back up. Mm-hmm. And the Viola Davis and the other girl meet at a diner on accident. And they smile at each other. And then Viola Davis gives all of her money to a librarian named after her son. And then the girl who's the getaway driver gives some of her money to a hair salon. And that's the end.
It kind
of
has like a Dark Knight Rises ending.
Yeah, Steve McQueen.
Let's not get on that.
It actually reminds me a lot of Dark Knight Rises.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So I think I'm just going to stop right there.
Give it a 10 out of 10.
Ten out of 10 for Windows. Windows 95. Bud, what do you give it?
10 out of 10.
Okay, 10 out of 10. That's pretty good. And Rod.
Oh, I'm going to have to give it a 10 out of 10.
That's a perfect score.
Are you okay, Clay?
All right.
I was outside too long. I got sick. Okay, so wait. Listen, I'm trying my best here. I think it's a sickness keeping me down because I only got two pages here.
I desperately want to know your review of this film.
So if you haven't seen this movie, you're in luck now because I'm about to tell you exactly what happens in this movie. And Witt's going to help me out by giving me the perfect music for this movie.
Okay, I think this movie is a epic, cool tale that's going to last for the ages. So we need something timeless with the jazz pop tinge.
Timeless, epic.
Wait.
Hold on, okay. Let me crack my knuckles.
Oh, fucking Christ. Hi, my name is Clay Tatum, and this is my review of Steve McQueen's dad's film, Windows. And this is everything that happens in the movie. Two actors are kissing. No ween, but no boob. So there's a quality there. Someone wants money, and then something happens, but I'll find out later. Welcome to the second act, cowboy. nurse daddy don't like Viola. So that happens in that movie. Guy from Get Out asks everyone why his movie's called Get Out. And why, guy? Well, it's because when I'm in the same room with you, I start getting stabby and you want to get out. Girl says, I can babysit and run. Well, looks like you're hired. Head pop, shocker, head pops it, is part of this movie, too. White girl has white baby. And guy from Taken is in it, and he tries to hurt a girl. And for all that, I give this movie a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, me too.
There you go. So that was Windows, Windows 95.
Now, collectively, what's our group score?
Okay, what's the group?
It's 80, so it's B minus.
B minus, yeah.
Obvious.
So, Windows, sorry you didn't make the cut. You just got a B minus.
No, you did make the cut. That's the best that you can get.
Yeah, sorry. Just fell short, I guess.
No, you didn't. It's the best you can get in the podcast.
Yeah, better luck next time. What else were you? What else was going on?
Okay. Well, we. Oh crap! I was supposed to do something that I didn't do.
Do you have a special guest?
Yeah, we have a very special guest. he what came here all the way from foreign. Foreign place.
From a different country for sure.
Really?
Yeah. He just
he flew all the way from there?
Yeah. he just directed a new film called The House That Jack Built. Bud, would you mind going in and letting him in?
Clay, you're closer. Will you just let him open?
No, it'd be best if Bud went.
Hey, buddy, right. Buddy, you have to go.
Okay. Right. Later, Bud. And there he goes.
He's getting him right now.
So, okay. And he's coming in and he's coming in and he's sitting down.
Oh, he's going to sit down.
He's sitting down right now.
Wow, this is amazing.
This is so good.
Hi!
Hello.
Okay, Lars, so what...
Glad to be here!
So what's some what reasons we should see your...
Did you see my film?
I haven't seen it yet. No. What's it about?
What's it about?
The House That Jack Built.
Okay.
What's that about?
Kevin Dillon.
Okay.
He's a murderer.
Okay, good. No, you can go in more detail.
You've got to see my film.
Yeah, what is it about?
In theaters now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Select theaters.
Okay, so what's
not the, all of them.
What happens in the movie?
He's on the road.
Okay.
In a car.
Okay.
Don't get in his car. You got to see my film.
Okay. I can milk this for a little longer.
Yeah.
And then okay. What?
So that's what it's about? Okay.
Did you see it?
Well, this is your idea. How about you take the wheel here?
So what's where are you from? What got you into making movies?
I'm foreign.
Yeah, what got you into Jesus making movies?
Goddamn.
What got you into making movies?
What got you into making movies, Lars?
A camera.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Cool.
And what about What about the camera made you into the camera?
This is so good.
And what?
As a boy, I bought a camera.
Yeah.
Okay. I was young.
Yeah.
How old were you?
3.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what made you decide?
Yeah.
And so you bought a camera and then you decided, I'm going to make films.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay, so recently you've made all kinds of great films. What's your favorite film that you've made?
But beside the newest one.
Melancholia.
Okay. Yeah, because it's about depression. So that film is about depression.
Yeah.
Would you say that you've ever suffered from depression yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Lars.
So what do you do when you're depressed?
Lars,
what's your remedy?
Lars, well, let me just... my headphones are broken, and I can barely hear you.
Uh-huh.
So if you go a little louder.
Yeah.
So what is your... So you've struggled with depression?
Oh, yeah.
So what's a remedy that you would recommend to someone who's dealing with depression?
Oh, make movies. make movies. Buy a camera. Make a movie.
Okay. Now, Lars, while promoting the film Melancholia, you came under fire for telling everyone that you're a Nazi.
Yeah.
So how did you
won't stop talking?
So So, do you redact those statements now, or?
No!
You don't?
No! What? I meant what I said. I meant it. So, I make films. In theaters now.
No, that's not what I asked.
My film is in theaters now. Goes in.
No, but when being interviewed a few years ago, you told everyone that you're a Nazi.
Yeah.
Do you regret saying that, or was that? Okay, so why don't you regret it?
I don't know. I
you're so good at this.
I don't. Okay. Here's the thing. The house that Jack built.
Louder.
The house that Jack built in theaters now.
Okay, so you're not going to answer.
No.
Why?
I'm embarrassed.
Okay. Where can people find you on social media?
Find me, Lars Andre, on Twitter, and Lars Andre on Instagram. Yep.
What's your email?
Email LarsVantrier@LarsVantrier.
Okay. Cool, great.
.com.
Thank you. Can you outro our show for us?
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Lars. You're so great.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the American Arts and Culture Review.
Thank you, baby!
Don't forget to buy our new hoodies.
Yeah, there's a... If you go... Okay, go to the app and go look to the episode description, and it's near the bottom. There's going to be the second link. These hoodies are very good. I was actually... last week I was calling on TeePublic for... I don't know what that site's called. It's T-something. But click on that and then get the hoodies. I was skeptical, so I bought it first. The hoodies are actually very good.
They're very good.
And, and we have a Twitter, and we also have an Instagram. And what's your review of the hoodies? Quick.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, Denise! 10
out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.